right. Well, here we are, another day after another great episode of Game of My Drones.
This one directed by Alik Shak Saka.
Don't even try.
I don't know. Well, this guy, he did some early cinematography on Baylor season one, and he directed The Climb and What Is Dead May Never Die. In a few episodes in the future, he'll do.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you researched him so much. That's very nice of you for the show.
I'm curious. This is the episode called The Laws of Gods and Men.
And you can assume it's about a trial.
It's about a trial, indeed.
The last half hour is all a trial.
It's about the laws of gods and men, because you have Daenerys Targaryen exerting some law.
Yeah.
Whatever, some law-keeping in her scenes, and you could say the Iron Bank is exacting its own laws of give and take as far as loans go.
Yeah.
Except, and I guess you could find more connections, but that's all I'll look for personally.
I guess that's another prequel connection that I was saying that the show is starting to have.
Prequel? What do you mean?
Well, you know how like they have that shot of Marin and it looks like Coruscant with like the temples and shit.
Sure.
And then they have the banking clan. They have the fucking Iron Bank in the show. So Stannis is essentially Count Dooku.
Ah,
trying to get money for his separatist movement. Ah,
oh, wow,
this is
Richard.
All the
big
Attack of the Clones remake.
Is George Lucas going to cameo on this episode? Or
He already did.
Oh, did he? Oh, okay. Right.
He's right in the whorehouse. He's right there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good.
Tywin Lannister. Hello, I'm George Lucas, Tywin. My word. Did you see Red Tails?
to plug our other podcast, your Ian McKellen was top-notch. I hope he comes back.
That wasn't me. That was really Ian McKellen.
I know. I hope he comes back for another episode.
Jesus. Come on now. Come on
well,
now.
Well, on the listing, I did put guest starring Ian McKellen, so hopefully...
Oh, good.
People buy into the lie and believe it.
Hey, how many times is Jennifer Lawrence going to trip over herself at, like, premiere things?
I get tired of that. I just don't care anymore.
She fell down again.
You know what? You used to be
does
funny.
She have polio?
No. But I'm just thinking, you know, this girl used to be funny, used to be cute. Now it's annoying. Just stop it. Stop it.
Just go away. Go away with your billion-dollar franchises.
Just be an adult, okay? Nobody cares, all right? It's not funny anymore. I don't care.
Nobody cares about your big-titted falling.
That other girl is cuter, that Emma Stone girl. She's my boyfriend.
Ew.
No?
Gross.
No?
Gross.
No? All right.
No gingers here. Peter Baelish would not have a ginger like that. He had his ginger killed.
She'll be whatever you want her to be. Blonde, brunette. It's up to you, Richard. Your choice. Isn't she originally blonde?
How about
I thought
blue?
She was blonde.
How about blue?
Okay. I thought she was a blonde.
Blue, like okay. Mystique blue.
Well, I think we're getting off topic here. Let's stay on.
We are.
So, this episode opens with some great CG, as you mentioned.
Yeah, they really, I mean, their CGI budget just keeps going through the roof. And there's a lot of profile shots in this episode.
It's also worth noting that this is the first time we see Braavos on the map.
Yeah.
The opening.
This is true.
With the coin or whatever it is, so.
This episode should have a subtitle. It should be called The Profile Episode.
You noticed that, because I didn't pick that up. So you see a lot
of profiles? Well, I'm rewatching it right now. It's on in the background, and like almost every other close-up is a profile shot. And we just had a two-shot profile shot. So I guess this guy loves profiles.
Well, he's all about it. It's one of his trademarks, according to IMDb.
No, is it?
No, not really.
Oh, okay, no. You made that up.
I did.
You're so quick.
You like that? I like that. That's
so
good.
Fast and furious.
I am. But so this opens with one of the lesser subplots, Stannis trying to get a loan Which
you make it sound so horribly unexciting.
It isn't. It isn't.
It's Stannis dull. At the bank waiting in line to get a loan.
You know what? He is waiting in line. He is at the beginning.
Yeah.
True. He has his checkbook out. He's waiting to kind of to see to he's gonna give him.
I need to check my bank statement, please.
Exactly. He's going to see what he has on collateral. He's going to give that up to see if he can get a loan. We'll see what happens.
Stannis is, or Davos is a good banker.
Well, he brings so much life to these scenes, this Liam Cunningham.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
If it wasn't for him, these Stannis scenes would be worth just fast-forwarding through. You don't even need him.
Yeah.
He saves well,
Stannis is... That's the problem with Stannis, is like it's hard to make a hard-ass likable. He's not supposed to be likable. He's just, he's a very serious, strong-willed man. So it's like, you know, he is not a nice guy. He's just a guy that's there, and he's very serious, and there's no humor to him.
It's very dry.
He's very dry. So it's, I mean, you know, it's just, it's tough to play that. But I like the guy that does it. What's his name? I keep forgetting his name.
He's good, though. Yeah, he is good.
He's a hell of an actor.
It's also worth noting that Davos and Stannis get to Braavos in no time, whereas Yara and these supposed really good seafaring types take a forever to get to wherever they're going.
Right. You mean across the lake to the north?
I don't even know where they're going. Yeah, from their like little sea village to the castle. Where the Bolton bastard is at.
Yeah. Well, he's at Deepwood Mott, right?
Is that I think so. That's it. You got it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, right. It was an interesting scene to have because it's not in the books, the Yara for Theon. But it actually works because it sets up she hates her brother now more than anything because he's going to come back to her eventually, because in book 5 they get back together.
Right.
While she's heading to Winterfell. Is that what's happening? I forget.
No, because she's there, and I believe it was Stannis' men who capture her. Is that what it is?
Is that what it is? I can't remember.
I think so. Because they're sort of reclaiming the North.
Yes.
As Bolton is sort of trapped up at Winterfell.
Yeah.
And then she gets captured, and she's a hostage. And then so forth and so on, and anyway. Yeah.
But Balon Greyjoy's still alive on the show, hasn't died yet.
I am waiting for that. I'm curious how that's going to happen, because, of course, this show is really going off the rails in a great way, I think.
I agree. Way. I think they're doing a really good job at doing different things.
And another interesting way is... It seems as though Tywin is going to be the one to spill the beans on Jorah Mormont.
That's your theory. It's a good one.
Well, he's writing a letter over to somebody. I don't know who, but that's what I'm predicting, is he's going to tell Daenerys that, old Jorah, he ain't what he was supposed to be this whole time. So we went through... Stannis is trying to get a loan from the bank, which... Gosh, sleep-inducing stuff, but all right. It does pick up later. What else happens in this episode?
He gets a loan.
Okay. He does get it, and it's also from the guy from Sherlock. I don't think you watched that show. Do you?
No.
Okay, yeah, Mark Gatiss plays the main character, the main bank guy.
Oh, the main banker.
Yeah, he's like a creator of Sherlock, and he also works on Doctor Who and some other stuff.
Oh, how exciting.
You're thrilled, I can tell. I can tell.
Yep. But, I mean, you have that, and then you have a little scene with Daenerys doing her judging. We get introduced to a new character in Meereen.
I'm not even trying to say his name.
Hell no.
But it's worth noting he's very important, and he will stick around for quite a while.
I'm sure they'll get another actor to play his part.
I can't wait. And also,
this show does that a lot. They'll recast the motherfucker once you see him, and he has two lines. They'll recast him.
Now, what do you think here, Richard? Because the shepherd comes in with some bones.
Yes.
Do you think that those were actually his sons, or those were just
they're goats?
Sheep? Yeah, the goats.
They're goats because I saw them. They show them. They have a close up, and they got goat horns.
Oh, okay. All
right. I don't think it's going to happen eventually. Maybe they're setting it up that it's going to happen down the road, that the dragons start eating people.
All right. Well, I would hope so, because that's the kind of thing that's going to happen this episode, and then it didn't happen.
No, but still, they're setting up stuff that happens in book five, so.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're getting a little far into it.
They're way far ahead of everyone else. But this is episode 6, correct?
Yeah.
So, okay, good. So I worry because the show's almost over now, and I'm just like, damn it.
And it's also, there's a creepy scene with the Bolton giving Theon a bath.
I thought that was erotic.
Oddly. It was also a little long, too, I thought.
It was. It just shows how psychotic Bolton is, and I already know how psychotic Bolton is.
Right, and I already knew where it was going, even if I hadn't read the books. It's just like, you can just see where it's headed. It's like, okay.
Where is it headed? I can't remember.
Well, he's going to make him pretend to be Theon Greyjoy so they can get into some castle and take it.
So Winterfell?
Probably. Like, I can really, turn myself in or whatever, and then...
Right.
Do something.
Well, because I think he did that in the books, right? He does that in book 5.
He did something like that. Yeah, I forget exactly what it was.
So they're really jumping ahead.
It was similar, but yeah. And then Yara, do you think she's actually going to come back this season, or where's her storyline headed?
Oh yeah, Yara's going to come back. I'm sure she'll be in 2 episodes from now, just to remind us that she's still around.
Right.
Because episode 9 will be the big fight, big battle, big wall battle.
And what are her feelings now on Theon, do you think?
Oh, she wants nothing to do with him. He's been so horribly broken that he's beyond repair, and she's taking off now. So I think that's a neat little tension to put in there for future down the road, what's going to happen between them.
And those dogs must have really chased them, because they kept running. Yeah. They didn't stop.
They weren't very far.
I guess, yeah. But they really ran.
You got bigger balls than he does.
Well, I guess she actually has balls now. Yeah.
Well, I think she has balls, period. Varys.
Yeah.
This was the episode where Varys said he's not into boys. This was the big reveal on Varys. Well, Varys was, we have a lot of interesting reveals on Varys this episode. Because originally we thought, oh, he loves boys. And he goes, I don't love boys. I don't love girls. He's an asexual creature.
Yeah, well, I'll give him some credit there, though, because to me it seems when he was cut, so to speak, that it was at a very early age, so... He may not have quite discovered any sexuality at that point.
Right.
And once it's lost, it's not coming back, so...
Well, you're wrong again.
That may have been it for him.
Drive is still there, even if the gear shift don't work.
Oh, no, I get that, but I don't really think his... he may have had any particular interest at that point, so...
Probably not.
It doesn't seem like the Unsullied are fooling around with each other, so...
Hey, you don't know that.
I said seem. I don't know. We haven't seen it, but the way it appears, I'm going to assume not.
So, a lot of random nudity, too, in this episode.
Remind me where? I mean, there
are... Well, it was like all of a sudden you had Bolton screwing some chick... And then you had random titty with the pirate in the bathhouse.
Yeah, Saladin Son or whatever.
Saladin Son.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
You can't have enough tit in this show, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it's HBO. They got to show it off.
Right. Right.
Titties.
So, the main crux of this episode, though, is focused on King's Landing and the trial.
Yes.
The Tyrion's trial. Initially, you do see some of the inner workings of the new council. What is it? The Council of the Hand? Or what is it called? King's Council? Or
King's Council, yeah. You have Tyrell in there, Varys.
Who else? Oberyn?
Cersei. Oberyn, yeah.
It seems like...
pretty cool. Good
scene.
It
seems like Tyrell is the new ass-kisser.
Yes.
Of the show.
Well, that was the best part where Tywin goes, "Fetch me my ink and quill, Tyrell."
Yes, of course, yes.
Oh, you know, I thought... I forgot to mention this on an earlier episode, but I thought it was hilarious when Tywin... I think it might have just been the last one, when he was speaking with Cersei, and he mentioned that one reason he didn't like Robert Baratheon was because he always patted him on the back.
Yes.
I don't know, it was just gold. Pure gold.
This is a great Tywin episode. A lot of great Tywinisms.
He gets some good moments here. And so we cut from the council meeting to Varys talking to Oberyn. Which I like. It's not quite as good as Varys and Littlefinger, but there was still some good interplay there.
Yes.
I don't think they can quite replace that dynamic, but what's going on here does play for that scene, regardless if we see more of it. I don't know, but it was good. It was good.
Oh, no, it's a solid episode.
And then we get into this trial, and... I don't know how many times they do it in this episode. It seems like a joke or some kind of commentary, but once again, some lord has to go through every single title he has or she has.
Yes.
And it's just endless, but it is kind of funny to hear that once more.
Yeah.
All these names of whoever these people are.
Right.
And then, of course, the power is passed to the real power, to Tywin. And he, of course, has to sit in the Iron Throne, and the trial commences.
Yes, that was pretty good.
And what a trial it is. You've got a lot of guest stars. It did feel a little repetitive, because you'd heard a lot of this stuff if you've watched the show, so it wasn't totally fresh. But I didn't think they really sat on any one witness, so to speak, too long.
No, it was sort of a recap. It was a recap of the entire series.
Yeah, it was like Tyrion's greatest hits.
Yeah.
Played off over the
season. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty neat.
It was good. It was good, too, because you saw how each moment where he was the good guy is sort of turned around and spun against him. So it's sort of set in this different context. And things are kind of valued in a different way. So, whereas before you would have seen it as playing for him, in the end it plays completely against him.
Right.
So that was interesting. And
well, the biggest issue, I think, or the biggest departure, was the Shay sequence.
Right. Although I did like, before we get to that, the Varys bit. That was interesting. Especially the question he has for him.
Well, he's playing a part, because you know what Varys is going to do later.
Right, but I did like that interchange and also Varys lying about how he never forgets anything.
Yes.
So it's almost like he is hinting that
he
knows what he's doing. And
he's
doing it for a reason. Don't worry, I'm going to be there for you later. Just
hold
on. And it's like... Which I like, because Varys...
I got you covered, bro. I got you covered.
Yeah, I mean, Varys has a real angle, and I think he doesn't want to play against that angle no matter who he's hurting. But if he can help, he will, and, you know, we'll see where that goes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Shay, I thought, even for me, was a big reveal. I didn't see that coming. That was pretty great moment for the show.
Because I'm trying to remember the books, and I don't remember if she even testifies at the trial.
I'm 99.9% sure she doesn't.
I don't know. I think she does. You may have to look that up.
But I feel
you may
like
have to wiki that shit, yo.
She is his whore, and I don't think Tywin would let her live.
Well, Tywin's boning her, though. That's why.
Well, no, I would agree with that, but I think sort of to save face, would he let her live? Because I think then you've got to get rid of her.
Well, for Tywin's sake?
Yeah, I think for the show, you're going to get a little bit of leniency. But for the book, I feel like, no, I don't think she testified at all. No. I'm like 99% sure she didn't. No.
Huh.
No.
No.
No. Definitely don't think so.
Well, you talk. I'm going to read this.
What are you reading?
I'm reading the synopsis of what happens.
Well, read quickly. Come on, we're right here in the middle of it.
Well, I'm just trying to say what... All right, here we go.
Hey, gosh. All right, well, read along. Read along. What's going on? Good stuff here. Good stuff.
Well, it just basically what's happening is they're setting up the entire and Tyrion.
What in Tyrion?
And it works better.
What was it?
Well, it works better this way because it gives Tyrion reason to kill. Well, what he's going to do to Shay.
Well, no, I think so too.
Kill her.
It does give him more motivation, and I think it sets it up better when it'll happen later. So I'm all for it, and I thought. Again, it's just such a great job of how they mix truths, reality, with all this fiction.
Yes.
And so, like, a lot of what she says is true, but it's also manipulated in a way that sells it for the audience and sells it for the trial.
Well, it says here that Cersei has recruited many people to give evidence against Tyrion, including the spymaster Varys and Tyrion's lover Shay.
From the book?
So I guess she does testify in the book. I'm pretty sure she does.
Gosh, I just don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I think so.
Huh. Well, it's been a while, so anything's possible. Damn it. All right, well. I'm not reading it again, though, so whatever.
You will read it again and love it.
The book's definitely, like watching the show and then reading the books or vice versa, it just kind of muddles your view of what's going on. It's hard to remember all the intricacies.
Well, especially now since they're going completely against what is going on in the book. I mean, a lot of this isn't happening.
Right, yeah.
And they're getting into book five stuff, so it's pretty amazing how far how big a departure they're taking from book three. Well, I'm glad because it's like, shit, why not? You got maybe four more seasons left in you. You might as well get to the juice of it and get going.
No, I would agree. I would agree.
Next season, all Bran episodes.
Oh, if only. Boy, if you're going to be so lucky.
God. All Bran and Theon episodes.
Well, maybe Bran can get that Professor X serum and he can walk again.
Exactly.
But he can't ever see. He can't have that sight or
can't
whatever.
Be a warg.
Yeah, yeah. No.
But yeah, overall great episode.
Oh great, no, okay, well, yeah, I'm reading online as well. Yeah, it says that Shay does testify. Okay.
Yeah, I figured. I thought so. It makes it more sense that way because now he has sort of a motive to kill her. The motivation's there. Whereas before, it's kind of like, wow, they're really too lovey-dovey. How is this going to work? But I get this is like her turning the knife in his scrotum.
Right, yeah. Man, I can't believe I forgot that. Okay, well.
Yeah, I figured. I thought so. I thought that was right. But
you figured, didn't you? Yeah, you really did.
I figured that shit.
But no, it was great because it definitely mirrors the episode where Joffrey is killed.
Yes.
With the way this episode's set up. And it gives Peter Dinklage an Emmy-nominated performance here at the end, for sure.
Yes, yes. He's chewing the scenery in that scene.
Oh, it's such a great speech.
Loves it.
Juicy stuff. It's perfect.
Good stuff.
I loved it.
I would have poisoned you all!
If only. You should have.
Good stuff, SA.
Yeah, no, good. Excellent stuff, yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, and next week, the tease is pretty good.
Yeah, we're getting more with Baelish. Some moon doors open.
You think they're going to kill her right away?
Well,
it looks like it.
It's so hard not to, though, because she's holding Sansa over it.
You're right.
So, I mean, does that happen twice? I don't think so.
Well, they could be setting that up.
I mean, I feel like it's going to happen. They'll get rid of her.
That's probably, it's pretty quick. It happens, and that's the last thing that happens in the book.
It's pretty ballsy to do it right now, though, I will say.
Yeah.
I mean, because the book had more of a build, absolutely, towards that end. Whereas, it seems like this, they're just going to get it out of the way.
Well, again, you have a much bigger epilogue ending to get to, so that reinforces the ending that I want to have the show this season to have.
Well, of course, yeah.
So hopefully that's what's going to happen. But yeah, so I mean, overall great and very pleased.
Great episode. I'm sorry that we're already at episode 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. These 10 weeks go by so fast.
Yep.
Blazes right through. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, to the bar and drink to the memory of Shay.
Drink away.
Bye, ass.